One of the effects of evil in our in life in our world today is that we feel like the things are not as they should be, and that there's a deceiver among us. And so we get confused because we really don't know what is the truth, what is the right thing. That's part of the difficulty with evil now, is that we are now confused as to even the right intention. If you take a look at today's gospel, you know, Jesus knows that these people here are just looking for a reason to trap him. That's all. You know, they're not at all concerned about the man with the withered hand, right? They're not someone who's suffering in their midst. They're looking for a reason to trap him. And then when he does heal them, you could see that they become enraged. Enraged even in seeing something very good happen, like here is a man who's suffering and he's now healed. But they become enraged, which is the wrong response, you'd think, for something that you saw amazingly happen in front of us. But that's the difficulty. And I think, you know, when I take a look at our world today, and when we reading the news or watching politics on television or whatever and getting these responses, it is so hard to find out how you're supposed to respond. What's the right response to this? Because you don't know, we don't know, I should say, I'll speak for myself, I don't know where the truth lies. What's the right thing that's going on? And that, to me, is part of the effects of evil, is that we don't always know anymore. And we know that you would think that there should be a happy response to this, but then other people are trying to make it look negative, make it look bad, so that they themselves, for their own purpose, could do some advancement or some politics or some great response to them. And I think that's the sadness of the effects of evil in our world, and that we can't really praise the good anymore because we're not quite sure, even when it's so obvious as something like this, and we're not really quite sure of the thing that we think is wrong. The challenge, I think, for us as people of faith who believe that we love the good, the truth, and the beautiful, you know, that's what we focus on, is that we not become part of the people who either deceive or have wrong intentions when something good is right in front of us. They can't even recognize the good anymore. When you realize they're not even interested in the good and the right, they're interested either in their own personal advancement or their, you know. And so you never really quite know. Even when somebody's like criticizing someone or even criticizing us, you're not quite sure why. What's behind all that? I think that's the effects that we all have to live with and make sure that we're not part of the deceiver or playing into his game or playing into the game of evil by trying to truly look at what's right, what's good, and what's holy in our midst. And to see something really good and holy happening, like the healing of a man who's suffering, what we have is all these people now trying not only to trip him up now, but how they might get to him and get him for the good that he was doing. May we remember, especially on this Labor Day, you know, where we sort of end summer and we have celebration in our nation, that we pray for our nation, pray for the people in it, for all of us who are in it, that we really do want to look for what's right, what's good, and what's holy.